everyone. I'm Kia Armstrong from Nash's Farm Store, bringing you the Organic Farm Report. Last week, we began a conversation about seeds. Nearly all the food we eat starts with seeds in one way or another. And there is a lot of factors related to seed production and patenting that influence what consumers eat. As the seed industry becomes increasingly dominated by giant corporations, we've seen a dramatic decrease in the diversity and nutrition of our food. Genetically modified seeds have also contaminated the food supply in the United States and today are present in nearly 80% of conventional processed foods. GMOs, or genetically modified organisms, are plants or animals that have been genetically engineered with DNA from bacteria, viruses, or other plants and animals. These experimental combinations of genes from different species cannot occur in nature or in traditional crossbreeding, only in a laboratory. Most GMO crops are engineered to withstand direct applications of harmful herbicides. GMO crops are also responsible for the emergence of super weeds and super bugs, which can only be killed with even more toxic poisons, like 2,4-D, a new chemical whose major ingredient is one found in Agent Orange. About 90% of U.S.-grown canola seed is GMO, 88% of our corn, 90% of cotton, most Hawaiian-grown papayas, 94% of U.S. soybeans, and 95% of sugar beets are also GMO. Billions of dollars in government subsidies go to giant farms that grow GMO crops. Guess who doesn't get any subsidies? That's right, organic farmers. There's a lot of controversy about whether or not GMO crops increase yields, have higher drought tolerance, enhance nutrition, or any other consumer benefits. Meanwhile, increasing evidence connects GMOs with health problems, environmental damage, and violations of farmers' and consumers' rights. Why are GMOs a big deal for organic farmers? Well, folks who use organic agricultural practices are not allowed to plant GMOs or use toxic herbicides on their farms. Organic farmers are at risk of GMO contamination, however, because GMO pollen and seeds travel from field to field via wind, water, animals. You can't control them. Biotech companies patent their seeds and then they actually sue farmers whose fields are contaminated even when it's the result of unwanted drift from neighboring fields. The main question on everyone's mind is, are GMOs safe and how do I know if I'm eating them? Unfortunately, labeling is not required in the United States. However, most developed nations don't consider GMOs to be safe. Over 60 countries around the world, including Australia, Japan, and all the countries of the European Union, have significant restrictions or outright bans on the production and sale of GMOs. In October of last year, Mexico actually banned planting or selling of GMO corn within the country's borders. The U.S. government has approved GMOs based on studies conducted by the same corporations that create and sell them. These companies lobby aggressively to persuade the federal government that requiring GMO labeling would be expensive and confusing for consumers. Increasingly, however, Americans are taking matters into their own hands and choosing to opt out of the GMO experiment. This starts by reading labels, getting to know local food producers, and preparing homemade meals from fresh, whole ingredients. This is Kia Armstrong, reminding you to tune in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to the Organic Farm Report. Keep it local. Information on the Organic Farm Report and recipe details, visit ksqmfm.com and look for the Organic Farm Report.
The KSQM Organic Farm Report is hosted by Kia Armstrong and written by Patty McManus. Music provided by Court Armstrong. This has been a KSQM Studios production.